coming up on Thunder Pop.
This is going to be the 121st episode of the Thunder Pop podcast. And I want to set this up because for the first time in the history of this podcast, we're going to have to retcon a portion of a pre-recorded episode. And the reason being is Friday, we recorded this episode in around midday. And we talked about the impact that the coronavirus is going to have or already has had on Hollywood. And then we get into kind of the more local flavor of that topic and we discuss South by Southwest. And this is 2 hours before the announcement of the official cancellation of South by Southwest. So we record this episode with Kirk O'Matic and myself here in the Thunder Pop Dome. We record this episode talking about why I believed they should postpone South by Southwest 2020. And I gave my reasons. And you'll hear that in this episode. Ultimately, they ended up canceling it. Now, if you go onto the website, the official website for South by Southwest, it does say on there that they are working to reschedule it. So the media has been publicizing it as official cancellation. Although if you look at their website, it does say that they're, at least their statement right now is saying that they're trying to reschedule it. And that was my proposal, was for a postponement. At least keeping the door open for rescheduling. Anyway, it was before we knew that we were going to actually cancel it. And so it's with that in mind that I'm setting this up with the fact that we recorded this episode 2 hours before the official cancellation. And so I wanted to put this disclaimer on there that we did not know when we recorded the episode that it was ultimately about to be canceled 2 hours later. So there you go. And I wanted to set that up for everyone. I think the coronavirus has already overtaken this man. Enough of that. Oh gosh. Why do I do this to myself?
Well, you don't bring the soundtrack. I gotta bring it myself.
It goes in post. I told you, it goes in post.
I know post holes all my life.
All right. 121st episode of the Thunder Pop Podcast. I am Stephen Presley. And for whatever reason I choose to do this to myself for back-to-back weeks.
Four cup of joes to go.
This time, Kirk O'Matic joining me across the room after three cups of coffee this morning.
Since 5 o'clock this morning, I was down at Cowboy Breakfast Rock at Rodeo.
One of which I provided for him, which I have no idea where my sanity went with that, doing that.
Yeah, I have to keep it up there, keep up the fun.
But in this, who else would you bring on?
James Bond.
In this 121st episode where we're going to discuss the impact the coronavirus has had on Hollywood. Other than someone that's already been contracted a virus. Not the coronavirus, but the wacky virus.
I'm breathing through a mask, Luke.
I think a lot of people that... I think a lot of people are trying to figure out what's going on when Kirk O'Matic comes on this podcast and trying to figure out what's going on with him. Yep. Imagine like Robin Williams, where he was kind of that hysterical kind of personality that you could not control.
I like a lady who could write a good check.
And they just sort of went off on tangents.
And they just tangented out.
That in itself is a lot of your both your charm.
And it's worth it.
And the agony.
Yeah.
It's like
agony of defeat.
It's like the old, the Olympics where they used to show that. Did you used to love that
at
the beginning?
I love that shot. They show that every time. That skier, do you know?
That poor guy.
They had a documentary about him.
Did they really?
Yeah, it's 2 hours long.
Where can I find it?
On YouTube on that guy.
They got a whole 2 hours out of that?
And what was that? Shankai Shek did that. It was a roller bin.
Well,
guy.
He was one of the original. One of the early, the original viral star.
Yeah, Timex. Yeah, very, very.
Yeah, before internet, that's how you became a viral star.
Viral star, yeah.
Was via like some video that was played over and over again on TV.
That skier is imprinted into my mind. It's sad.
Well, the sound of that announcement and the music, and the agony of defeat. And that guy had to become the definition of the agony of defeat.
And he was in a Timex commercial.
Because some asshole decided to put him on that opening for the Olympics. Yeah. Yeah. If you're a 70s kid or an 80s kid, you probably remember the ABC Sports.
ABC Sports.
We're aging ourselves a bit. Oh, the opening.
Yeah.
And they had the joy of defeat? Or the joy of victory.
Joy of victory.
And the agony of defeat.
Yeah. But the feet.
And that guy was an Olympic skier.
Yeah.
I actually want to see if I can find it. It's on. You know it's on.
Just a test. This is just a test.
It was on.
To test whether you have coronas.
Yeah, this is.
Cajones.
We're all still testing right now as we speak. While we're in the studio, we're being tested. Yeah. We may get quarantined here if we test positive
for it. I've
got
my mask and I've got my gloves.
And I don't like to make light of a serious thing. So, but
well, we are.
But sometimes you have to joke
this is
to not cry.
This show is comedy.
To heal.
We have the genre.
We bring some humor to the, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Did that guy, the agony of defeat guy, did he totally become?
I think he got coronas later.
No, did he become sort of like depressed because of that?
Yeah, because he was that was his only fame for failing that ski jump. And every time they would even interview him after he got back up on his feet and he started skiing again and doing the high jump.
Yeah.
Because it took him, you know, 2 years.
They would talk about that?
Uh-huh. And then they show the clip. And it was
some
horrible.
Some asshole would show that clip.
Oh, no. There's the editors. So I have to put that in.
Well,
some people remind them that that is.
Does he ever redeem? Spoiler alert.
I don't know.
Does he ever redeem himself?
Redemption?
Redemption? Does he get his redemption?
After the documentary played? I don't know. Did he get paid for that documentary?
That's the question. You said he got a commercial out of it, though, didn't he?
I think he got he got Timex commercial.
Well, then he got paid. He got some money for it.
I think so.
Do they have to pay him? You being from film. Yeah. Did he have
to pay SAG wages?
Does he have to get paid when he's in that opening? They use his footage in that opening?
No. Olympic Committee owns that.
So he didn't even get paid
ABC
for that.
ABC owns that.
Yeah, he didn't get paid for that because he's an amateur athlete.
That's right.
But he did get paid. He did a commercial out of it.
Yeah, I think he got a commercial.
Well, good. Good for his agent for getting him that commercial.
Yeah.
You know, if that had happened
now. That would have been a virus video now.
If that had happened now,
in
the 2000s, he would have gotten a lot more work out of that because people, there's more currency in failure now.
The Subway pizza rat is a good example. Mm-hmm. That guy got over $500,000. He got 3 million hits on the first day, and then you get a call. See, when you do that TikTok, and then you get a call. Okay, and the agent calls you.
The agent calls you.
And we're going to make you money on the ad of that pizza rat.
Yeah.
You know the pizza rat, Subway pizza rat.
Remind me of that. What was that?
Subway pizza rat. It's a rat going down the stairs, and he's carrying pizza in the subway. And it went viral. This is a couple of years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
You can just tag and cool that in.
I think I had heard of it, and then I had forgotten about it.
Yeah.
I had heard about it. There's so much now, information-wise, that's constantly coming in and out, that something that was really... And it used to be, even the viral internet has changed, because it used to be you went viral on the internet, you had a little more...
You had control.
Your staying power would go on for maybe a year or 2 years.
And now it's
And now there's something else that comes along 3 days later.
It's TikTok.
So you could be so huge for a couple of days, but then something else. Like a few years ago when the Chewbacca mom went viral, she got a good 6 months to a year out of that.
Yeah. Did she get any money?
She got a lot of talk shows. She did make money.
Was she on your show? And did you pay her?
I tried. We tried to book her, but we could not.
Book her down.
She was nice, though. She did see our parody video that I made.
Uh-huh.
And she liked it, and she acknowledged, but she wouldn't repost it. She still wouldn't repost it.
She's getting paid big
But
bucks.
She got some work. She did a cable, like a little cable bit for a while, like a show on cable.
Yeah.
And she was on all the talk shows, which you get paid to be on the talk shows, right?
Not yours.
You get a taco and a coffee. No, but if you're
And a coffee.
If she goes on the Late Late Show with Corbin, James Corbin.
James Corbin, yeah.
Does she get a check for that?
No, she doesn't really get a check unless you're in the public eye. If you're in the public eye, like a big star, they don't pay. They pay for the the junket to take you there and get you back. Because that is paying
It's a paid
their,
trip. It's a paid mini vacation.
Because it's promoting their film.
Okay.
Now, if you're a nobody, you'll get you probably get SAG plus 10.
Okay. And, a little bit of money.
A little bit of money. A little money plus the travel.
Yeah, a little bit.
Because, you know, it's troublesome.
Yeah, because it's a lot. It's
because they know you're going to pay for an agent. You're going to join the unions and all that. They got you.
It's time consuming. Yeah, there's something for you to gain for being on
gotta,
there.
Yeah, you got to get some bucks.
Well,
you
mean,
gotta do that.
It's just the currency, too. Like the Super Bowl halftime show, those singers don't get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Like this past year, they had J-Lo and Shakira. Mm-hmm. They didn't get. They don't get paid for the halftime show.
Oh, but they're good key.
But they. But the currency for being on such a high-profile event, their downloads, they sold a ton of music that week.
That's right.
So their volume of sales went
and
up.
And they are a part of the big machine.
And then they can promote a tour or while they're on the press junket for the Super Bowl, they can promote their next tour or their next movie or whatever.
It's all promo.
So they get all that free
advertising. Not for that specific video. It's a whole different world.
When you're a singer and you do the halftime show, you do it
You're doing it for the studio free, and your agent and manager.
Free advertisement.
Yeah.
For all that free advertisement.
Yeah. Now.
Now what?
You got to make a TikTok.
Now you do TikTok and hope it goes viral. That's exactly what. Well, I'm glad you're mentioning that. This very
TikTok.
This very popcast, as I now call it,
it's a TikTok.
It's not a podcast anymore. It's a popcast.
It's a popcast.
Because it's not just about audio. It's going to be about video and social media. We're now on TikTok. You can find us on TikTok.
TikTok.
So Thunderpop.
Thunderpop TikTok.
We're at. Could you stop for a second?
No.
I'm going to give you a sedative.
Is that going to cure my corona?
I just want you to sit still for a second, Kirk.
I am quiet.
And here's a shot for you.
Okay.
We're on TikTok now. You like my fancy pauses?
Yeah, so you can cut something that you're not going to cut in because you got to put it on the fly?
I learned that from Jim Rome,
my
the pauses.
Boy.
And Paul Harvey. Paul Harvey was the master of the pauses.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, he had control, and he had the voice, the smoky voice. You got no smoke.
I don't smoke.
I know. So you're not going to make it as an announcer.
Well, I'll just have to get fancy mics, I guess.
Yeah, you can.
Auto-tune. We can auto-tune
for the smoky
voice. I'll auto-tune through a whole podcast.
Oh, okay.
I am on the Thunderbop. Okay. I don't know if that was an auto-tune.
What were you going to put in? What were you going to put in? Something.
Hold on. I'm just plugging our little TikTok at Thunderpop TV. You can find us now on TikTok. We already have a couple of video snippets up.
Okay.
And Kirk,
I
told Kirk I'm going to make him a TikTok star. He doesn't even know it yet.
I'm ready to go.
I'm going to come up with some good video ideas.
Because
we can shoot 10 of those in a day.
Yeah, I've got to have 10.
We could go all around town and shoot 10 TikToks.
I'm ready. I don't know.
It's the medium. It's the medium that
of choice
that we've been waiting for our whole lives.
That's right.
Is being able to make
the shorter the attention span. Block shock. Let's go, TikTok.
We're ready to go. Okay, so in this podcast, we're going to talk. We're going to try to talk to Kirk Amatic about the impact the coronavirus has had on the entertainment business.
And I know nothing.
So we're off and running with that.
We have the nothing of the edge of nowhere.
What has been constructed here? It's incredible.
We know everything we hoped for. Keep heading.
I lied.
Thunderpop, 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 oh, Thunderpop.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory,
the thrill,
and the agony of defeat.
There's two of them, though. After that, there's the motorcycle guy.
Yeah, but he's not as important. Agony of defeat.
And the bodybuilder guy comes out looking like a pimp.
Yeah.
He's at the very end. He's triumphantly lifting the big...
Yeah, that's the defeat.
The big weight. He's wearing his little one-piece thong.
Yeah.
And he's lifting up the huge weight.
Man.
And he's like, he's the badass in the whole thing.
He is.
But the agony of defeat guy...
Agony.
Is the constantly...
Well, because it's just everywhere.
And that's been parodied so many times.
Oh, hundreds. Hundreds of thousands of times.
Well, on this episode, to get into our actual topic, we're going to be talking about the coronavirus and how
it spread like a virus.
As I've said already three times. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to have our usual tropes, agree or disagree.
Oh, yeah. I disagree.
Thoughts and advice?
No thoughts. I'm thoughtless.
And we... And we'll watch a review in the trailer.
Okay.
Which I don't even know what
trailer.
I don't even know what the review in the trailer is going to be yet.
Oh man. So it's just going to pop up.
We're just going to improvise it. Okay. Now, you know what? It'll be a good segue. We'll look at the new James Bond.
Oh yeah, we got to see that.
We'll look at the trailer. You've seen that video already
for the motorcycle jump is the best thing.
Now, are you a fan of the Daniel Craig James Bond
yes,
films?
All of them. Except for the first one that he came out with, Casino was the best opener I had ever heard. Casino.
For all the James Bond movies.
Yeah, but I didn't like the end of the movie, but it was all in all, it was a great James Bond.
Is Daniel Craig the greatest James Bond of all time?
No. It'll always be Sean Connery.
Oh, I was going to say Roger Moore.
Nah, Roger Moore did the most. And he made it more campy, like it should have been during the 70s, 80s.
Right,
but
he fit the time.
Sean Connery,
Roger Moore fit the time.
He fit the time. Yeah. They all do. Even Pierce. Pierce had the best openers. If you go back to Pierce on the openers, they really got tight with the editing. They got tight with the dun 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 dun. But bar none, it's always Sean Connery. You know, you only live twice. You know, those are. Classics, and you know, Dr. No, the first one, because that introduced, you know,
Sean Connery.
Yeah,
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Bond.
I made a movie with Catherine Zeta-Jones.
James Bond.
You know, Sean Connery is just basically retired from the movies.
Yeah, see, I read an article that he won't even come back because he had such a bad time with the League of Their Own.
He was so pissed about how that film turned, how he felt like he was... misguided in that film.
He wanted to go back and edit it, and they wouldn't let him. And
he didn't like it.
And he barely wanted to come and do anything in 2002, I believe. I read.
They tried to get him to come back and do the Indiana Jones 4.
Right. And he said that was just a cameo. It was terrible.
He says, he didn't see the point.
Spielberg called him twice to get him to come over there and do that. And he said, no way.
And that's Spielberg.
Yeah, well, Spielberg wasn't giving a big part.
That's a call you take.
Oh, he took the call, and he listened to him. But he said, my character needs more development in there, and I need a bigger part.
Yeah.
And you're not giving it to me. So I don't blame him, really. I would retire, too. But, you know.
He's got enough money. He's got his castle.
The problem is, with all these stars, they can produce their own. They can get a director. They can pay for the editing. They totally can.
They don't want to.
Some of them want other people to pay for it. And some of them don't. Those days are over.
No, some do, but some don't. Some haven't figured that out yet. Mm-hmm. Some have the get up and go to do it. Mm-hmm. Bradley Cooper is a good example
of
someone that will get out and make movies.
Yeah, he's making his own.
And make the movies
and
he wants to make.
Ben Affleck is making his own.
Ben Affleck gets out there and makes.
Well, they're directors.
Tom Cruise, to a certain degree, too.
Well, he
has a lot of control.
He produces.
He has a lot of control.
Films.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to have to do a show about that Top Gun, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I was on the Top Gun.
Well, I hope it even made. I hope it still makes it to the theaters, all this coronavirus business.
Oh, yeah. Now, let's talk about cancellation. You know, that big move back is a big thing.
Okay, we're going to get to that.
Okay.
But before we get to that, let's take a look at for the review and the trailer, okay. No Time to Die. And this was the trailer, that most recent one from a month ago. Not anymore. It said this April. They better put an X over that, and then have it said no
in July,
November. It was pushed to November.
6 months.
Fall. Yes.
Horrors. I can't wait that long.
When is a huge film of this
that
caliber
so huge,
so close to its release date?
Oh man!
Within a month of its release date. When has that ever happened? I can't remember a time.
Never.
When a movie of this caliber was expected to be number one its first week.
Is it going
to
re-edit it?
It's going to win its week.
Yeah.
It owned the week that it was going to be on.
Yeah.
It's the final.
Do you know why?
It's the final Daniel Craig James Bond film.
Yeah, I'll tell you why.
In a huge James Bond series.
Yeah. Okay, let's go.
Okay.
I'll tell you why. That's a great shot.
Oh, this looks great.
I know.
When her secret finds its way
he's
out,
he's got the bossiest man.
It'll be the death of him.
He's got the best guns. Look at the bad guys.
You got the Mr. Robot guy in there playing a villain. The actor from Queen played Freddie Mercury. Great actor. He looks great.
And then you also have, you know,
what's that?
Yeah, what you call it, from the last movie.
Yeah.
Here's a good one. Coming in April.
Why would I betray you?
We all have our secrets. We just didn't get to yours yet.
The world is arming faster than we can respond.
Where's 007?
I need a favor, brother. You're the only one I trust for this.
Bring it in.
The world's moved on, Commander Bond.
You a 00?
2 years. So stay in your lane. You get in my way, I will put a bullet in your knee.
So, you know, he's been out, he's been kind of laying low for, obviously, for a while.
Yeah, because he's got coronas.
No. We hope not.
No.
So, we hope they don't edit that into the film to make it more timely.
No.
But the girl has been, now she's the new 007.
She's the new, Bond girl.
Yeah, she's the new, well, she's the Bond.
Oh, she's the Bond.
She's 007. She's
she
got his. She's got his number.
Oh, and the agent took my number at the ticket counter.
Because he's been. Yes, exactly.
Oh, homie.
So now he's trying to come back because they've called for him.
Oh, I see.
But there's another 007.
So it's double double.
Which double exactly?
Yeah, it's a double. It's a double trouble.
It's double trouble. Anyway,
oh,
so there's going to be that.
Oh,
that,
I didn't know that. Did you? Where did you read that?
Oh, it's been in the press. Yeah,
oh,
been
he is 007, and she is 007.
She's saying, because the guy says they need 007, well, which 007 are they talking about?
Yeah, who are they going to kill?
The new 007 or the old 007? He assumes they mean him because he's...
Yeah, he is.
He is the original.
You took me over.
He's the OG.
And now he just feels like Sean Connery.
So I think...
You took me over and never say never again.
So I think there's a fear. This film was supposed to come out next month,
uh-huh.
And it's been pushed back down to November.
You know why?
Well, a lot of the theaters that are not in the foreign market,
yeah,
which is a huge market for films,
well,
a big piece of the cake,
yeah,
is taken out of the
yeah.
equation,
mm-hmm.
and they don't want that to affect the bottom line,
China
financially,
mm-hmm.
on the movie's numbers,
yeah,
because the numbers will
well,
be.
Well, it's a worldwide event, and it has to play in China, and everybody's not going to go to the theater.
If this was just a U.S. release,
yeah,
in U.S. Canada,
yeah, they could do that.
There wouldn't be enough for them to be worried about it.
They weren't.
Not right now.
But they want a worldwide audience, and so they pushed
well,
it back.
The international is a big part
but
of the
I didn't
the
know
films.
It was going to be all the way to November, because this whole coronas thing is going to go over in May and June.
I think they're worried it's too soon after the when it's breaking. For it to affect them, because they're in China right now, which is a huge movie market.
Yeah, huge.
Tons of people.
Mm-hmm.
That they lose that completely
because yeah,
nobody's going to the
nobody's
movies.
Nobody's going to
a movie in
well,
China.
They're not going
next
now.
Month. Yeah, and James Bond has a following in these other countries.
It's huge,
bigger than Star Wars.
Yeah,
Bond in China.
Oh yeah,
Star Wars in China, not that big.
Right,
and a lot of people are surprised by that.
Yeah.
But the fact that Star Wars. When it came out in the 70s,
mm-hmm.
China was still pretty restrictive.
Well, yeah.
And it still is to this day, but even more so back in the 70s.
Well, they were still trying to figure out how they're going to make copies of it on DVD. So
they didn't get a release in China. Star Wars, when it came out in the late 70s, didn't mm-hmm. get a release in China.
Right.
So it didn't have that build. It didn't get to build an audience
mm-hmm.
in the early days.
Right.
So they tried to bring it in kind of late.
That's right.
And by that time, people were sort of like, you know, didn't really...
Well, I'll tell you the
respond
secret.
To it.
I'll tell you the secret why it's back to November, where it should be June and July. But
it Mr. should be. But
Tom Cruise owns June and July.
It's too crowded. There's
yeah, too.
There's
crowded. Well, you got an 800-pound gorilla, and that guy, he's got it. He's
you
got
think,
top
You think
gun.
That's going to win the summer?
Well, yeah, of course.
I think. I think it's pretty big.
That takes over. That takes over the whole month. Nobody wants to distribute or campaign their little movie. All the little movies. That's why all the little movies are out right now. I mean, the last 2 weeks before this virus hit,
mm-hmm.
they've been pushing their movies up. They're front loading everything.
Mm-hmm.
But now that
some movies came out, some movies were actually pushed up.
Pushed up, yeah.
To come out earlier.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got, what did I go see the other day? Oh, I went to see Cats.
Mm-hmm. If
that's
this
not fair.
But if this gets worse, and I hope it doesn't.
1917, all those.
If the epidemic in the U.S. gets worse, and I hope it doesn't, yeah. but it's I don't want to put fear out there that maybe yeah. it's not justified.
No,
but,
I think it's. If
and,
you
I,
see,
and I don't know. I don't
now,
know. Maybe
here's the question.
Maybe it is justified.
If you see Tom Cruise's movie, Top Gun 2, if you see that pushback, we're talking monumental. That is a real huge thing. They have that's like
because that's a movie that's supposed to be the
that's like
big,
shutting down. That's like shutting down Facebook from South by. And
it's almost
everybody moving out of South by.
It's almost the level shutting down Top Gun. Mm-hmm. Would be the level or pushing Top
and
Gun.
And he's really worried about that. Right now, he is really
You think Tom
worried.
Cruise is worried about
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah, because they
I'm sure
they
he's thought
to,
about it.
They have to lay all their trailers onto all the front-loaded shows. He has to do his junket around the world. He has to go and meet all the...
There's all the travel.
All the travel that goes to sell that. And if he can't travel and he can't be on these talk shows without a mask on, then, you know, we're in trouble with that movie. And we're talking not millions of dollars. We're talking billions of dollars.
He sends a lookalike in to do his press.
He sends with a mask on.
He sends a Tom Cruise lookalike in just like they do with the...
You got a stuntman that looks like him.
Just like they do with the First Lady. When Trump doesn't bring the First Lady, he brings a stand-in.
Yeah, you got a stand-in. He's got dozens of those.
The clone First Lady. He's got a whole room of those First Ladies.
What is her name, Fiona?
Just reaches in the closet and pulls out at First Lady number two,
it's
First
a deep,
Lady number
dark
three.
Closet, I'm sure.
I think it's creepy. I think it's as creepy as Star Wars.
Trump's closet.
With the cloning of with Snooki?
You mean Snooki?
Yeah.
Snooki's retiring. I'm bummed.
With the cloning of Snoke in the Rise of Skywalker, the incubator.
Yeah.
He's got a bunch of those First Ladies incubating in these.
First Ladies.
These two, I don't know that.
Second Lady.
That's a joke. I'm just.
I'm totally kidding.
I'm totally kidding.
Third class.
But anyway, Tom Cruise, does he send his lookalike in to do his press?
I would say so. But then he'll have to do all the voiceover off camera because
So it'll sound like
him. Yeah, you can just phone it in.
Well, they deepfake
him.
Phone
it in.
Have you seen the Tom Cruise deepfake videos that Collider did?
No, I have not
They're
seen
They're amazing.
Them. I haven't seen
what
it.
What they can do with...
Are they getting ready?
With technology.
Are they ready to do that?
No.
Are they sending out trailers right now for the Tom Cruise?
They've had a few trailers out, teaser trailers.
But I'm just saying that whole campaign, that has to start on May 20th. Because you have,
It kicks off a month in advance at least.
In May, you have the big movie on that weekend. You have a huge, huge movie coming out on that weekend. It's Memorial Day, it's July 4th, and then it's Labor Day. Those are the three campaigns. You can look them up. What movies are going to start on May 30th? They have to have these big, huge movies out.
Okay, now Top Gun release date is June 24th.
Okay.
They got a little time on that.
Okay.
What's the Memorial Day film? The press for that film will start at least a month out.
It has to start May 1st.
But then they do the international releases.
Right.
And that trickles out. Then they go back out.
That will go into the 4th of July weekend because we're all – that 4th of July weekend is everybody is off and they want to go see films. It's hot in the summer. That's what people do.
Okay, well, let's take a moment here.
Okay.
Do you think, with James Bond kind of leading the way,
right.
which was supposed to be the big film, first big film of the spring.
Right. Because spring break, that was it.
Now, that movie's pushed back.
Yeah.
Is this going to be a trend? Are there going to be other films, big films, like on the caliber of James Bond?
Uh-huh.
Are we going to see others push back?
Well, I would be curious. Can you tell me right now, put May 31st release dates up and see if you can find that real quick. Just put May 31st, the holiday weekend, you see, because that's when summer blockbusters have to get all in line. And it won't become a trend.
I'm pulling it up.
Is there any other movies that are coming out that weekend?
I'm pulling up the release dates.
Yeah.
The Call of the Wild got out.
Okay, you've got right now this week.
Okay, so next,
Invisible Man is right now. Okay, go.
A Quiet Place Part Two.
Yeah, that's this weekend. We'll see how well that does.
That's huge. They're going ahead as planned.
It's huge. It'll be huge in America, but not so good.
Yeah, it'll lose. It's going to lose a little
what
bit.
Else
it's going to lose a little bit there. But that film is a film that's a different. It's a different audience.
Fantasy Island's already out. Is there any other?
So No Time to Die been delayed.
Yeah.
Fantasy Island's already out.
Hunt is not a biggie. What do you
Bad?
Got?
We already had Bad Boys for Life come out.
Okay.
Doolittle, of course, already came out and bombed.
No. Doolittle. He did little.
So we had for March, we had a couple that were Onward, The Way Back, Bloodshot, My Spy, which is a
funny.
The other one.
Yeah. It's Wonder Woman.
That's A Quiet Place 2, the next kind of, for me, looks like the
when
next.
When is Wonder Woman going to play?
That's later. So Mulan.
Mulan was the big one.
Mulan's a big one. That's a kid's movie. That's
no,
a family.
It's already, you know, it's a cartoon movie, but it's huge. It's epic size. So that was going to come out.
There's the New Mutants. The New Mutants is April 3rd.
Okay.
So that's coming up. Now there's going to be...
It's Wonder Woman. Well, that's the one. If you see Wonder Woman not come out on May 31st and they've shoved that back, that is totally a big change.
We're going to get to that one. Okay, so somebody's going to really benefit also from James Bond getting pushed back. An April movie that may not would have not maybe done the numbers...
That's correct.
...is going to do bigger numbers because it's got to clean out.
It's got to clean.
The space has been cleared out a little bit. I don't know which
but
of these...
I think Tom Cruise is going to stick to his guns. His top guns.
We got...
It's Wonder Woman.
Okay, May 1st, Black Widow.
Okay, well...
To me, that's the one
that's
that...
a big Marvel.
That's only a month out later after James Bond, or less than a month later.
Right.
So that's the one I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Are they... Is Marvel...
Well, that was to compete with Wonder Woman.
I think Marvel's going to wait it out.
You going to shove it back?
I don't think... I think it has to get really bad for them to push Black Widow back. They could... I mean, Marvel's strong enough...
Yeah.
They're strong enough to hold a movie back, release it, and have a little more flexibility of when they can release it.
Yeah.
To be able to still succeed later with it.
Yeah.
And not be that devastating for it.
Okay, you got
Legally David Blonde. We got Legally Blonde 3.
Oh yeah, that's a dud.
May 8th. Okay.
And then you got.
Then you get into Wonder Woman in June.
Yeah.
So
that's
that,
it
so
right
Black
there.
The DC Marvel movies that are coming out.
Yeah, they got to front load those.
May and June are going to be.
What about a Pirates movie or anything like that?
No, there's.
What else?
Then Top Gun Maverick, June 26th.
Okay.
So they really, it comes
so
down
there's
to.
There's nothing in May.
So for me, it's A Quiet Place 2 is already coming out.
Yeah, that's big.
That one's not going to be held back, it looks
okay,
like.
Go back down. I want to.
Then you're going to get. Okay, then it really
King,
gets.
What is that, King of.
Then you get into Ghostbusters in July.
Oh, I see.
You
that's going to own the weekend.
Ghostbusters Afterlife is July 10th.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's after the holiday.
Yeah, okay. There's some other movies like Bill and Ted that's going to come out in August. Bill and Ted's.
Well, those are dud days. Yeah, August.
But they can do really well.
The Dog Days movies.
Okay, so you got Bill and Ted's. You'll have that in the late summer.
Escape
Bill and Ted's Face. Bill and Ted's Face the Music.
Those are dud movies at the end. Those are Dog Days in August.
Yeah, and then Somewhere Coming to America, but I don't see that on here.
Okay,
I think that's much later.
Yeah.
So
well, then you get into fall movies, and that's Thanksgiving weekend.
But
so,
there's James Bond. Halloween. It's funny because they hadn't updated this.
Halloween, you know.
It's funny because they hadn't updated this, so when you looked at April, there was James Bond, and then you scrolled down, and there was James Bond again in November,
because
they hadn't pulled it off the April list,
sure, they
but they had already added it. It's going to be on November 6th.
That's terrible.
Now they
actually, I don't want to wait. I want to have it in the summer.
They scheduled
it's a perfect
it.
Summer
I'm
movie.
I'm sure they scheduled it somewhere. Actually, it's not November 6th. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Somewhere in November it landed.
Go back to May 30.
But, you know, it's got kind of a open gap in November right now because the only thing you got in November, you got a new Godzilla versus Kong,
mm-hmm.
which probably is pretty big. It's actually November 25th, so it's going to be right there in the Thanksgiving.
Well, that's Thanksgiving.
It's getting Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Now, it's going to be coming
that's
out.
Terrible.
It's going to be coming out after the Godzilla versus Kong.
Yeah.
It's going to be coming out with King Richard.
Oh, okay.
And Happiest
no
Season.
No competition.
Yeah. Okay. So if this epidemic hasn't...
See, they need a whole month by themselves. James Bond needs a whole month as Wonder Woman, as all these big, big movies. Because they have a platform of campaigns. They've got late-night talk shows. They've got all this junket that they have to do in order to plug their movie to get worldwide audience all on that first weekend of whatever they pick. And so that's the most important thing when they're thinking about that. That's why if you see anything shoved back like Wonder Woman and you see Top Gun shoved back, then you're talking billions of dollars, not just a simple, you know, $1 million. These little movies, they can survive domestically, but they cannot worldwide. And when you have a mm-hmm. worldwide stage with Top Gun, James Bond, Wonder Woman, and A Quiet Place 2. These are huge movies with huge platforms and huge stars. These are A-list stars, man.
I can already see this hurting a movie like Quiet Place 2.
You can.
Now,
and they're going ahead this coming up, right?
December is really big this year because December, there's a weekend.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this? December 18th, Friday.
I'm not ready for that.
No, Friday. But look at the movies that are coming out
tell me.
On the same weekend.
Okay.
December 18th, Friday.
That's Christmas.
Dune.
You got Dune?
Dune.
Oh, I'll be there.
Coming to America.
Two.
And West Side Story.
Oh, that'll be huge.
All three yeah. on the same week.
Yeah. That's the competition.
That theater's...
And they want that spread out, you see, because they usually start in Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
From Thanksgiving to Christmas, if you have that block, then you own that month. That's how marketing of these huge, huge, humongous motion pictures.
Now, I'll say this. I think West Side Story is going to get its butt kicked by Dune and Coming to America.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
I think that
there's too many people that are so Dune happy, man.
Both, there's enough audience to make Coming to America and Dune do really well. Both of them will do really well.
You'll see movies.
Different audience that will go see Dune from Coming to America. And there's
West Side Story.
And there's a lot of crossover.
Now, Spielberg is doing West Side Story. So
he's got to be.
It's huge.
I don't know what he's thinking.
He's not directing it.
Putting that out on that weekend against
those
movies.
Because he's told by the studios that these are the best times. Because people go to Christmas
movies. Studio. Yeah, it's a
and
studio.
And that's what happened. They did that other musical, Cats. They're redoing these great Broadways to the movies.
Okay. So, anyway, this is my question for you. Now, so I've read some people are saying that this whole thing has been blown out of proportion. The coronavirus has been blown out of proportion. I've had people tell me that. And then I've had other people say it's not being blown out of proportion enough, and it's much more serious and much more horrendous than what the media is publicizing. And which of the two it is, I don't know. I'm not an expert on the topic. I probably should be more informed than I am, but I'm asking you, is this going to get worse for entertainment before it gets better?
It gets worse for these people that have these platforms all in line. They have their blocks. They build all this up. Building a hype machine and marketing all this stuff is a whole nother industry. Let's say you have a $65 million mm-hmm. film, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It takes another $65 million to $80
million
on base rate. This is what I've been told in studying all this marketing of a major motion picture that's over $65 million. This is way back 10 years ago. Now it may be just a $100 million picture. But it takes so much building up of marketing that it is serious for the people that have to decide whether they're going to platform their movie. And obviously Universal and MGM said, no, we want to go shove it back to November to ensure that we're going to get that same audience worldwide, because they believe that the coronavirus will die down by May and June, you see?
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, then we're in real serious trouble, because then it spreads so far. But the disease is really
if it gets stable. If it gets to that escalation point where it's affecting things, like not just, and I want to say, I don't want to discount the severity of it and just say, because
no, we're not,
and just talking about, oh, how does it affect our movies?
Yeah,
because no, it's bigger and greater.
Well, movies are my life,
but that's what we do here. That's what we do here. So
talk about movies.
That's the angle we're going to cover it from,
because it's entertainment.
Because that's our gig.
Yeah,
that's the angle we're going to cover it from. I don't want to say
it affects us. Well, we wouldn't be doing the show.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what the angle we're going to take it. There's other people that are going to handle it from the health perspective.
Sure.
And from
that's their job.
The impact on...
They don't want us hyping up, but it is important because we make our livelihoods over. They've already talked about South by being closed off to Facebook, TikTok, and Mashup, and all these companies that they have to bail.
Yeah, we'll get to this. I want to get to the South by, because that affects us here locally.
Right.
And I don't want to, I want to be balanced in our coverage of it too. Because, like I said, there's some people that are saying it's much more severe than than what's actually being covered. I've read that angle, and I've had other people saying, oh, it's being blown out of proportion. It's all panic. It's all
paranoia.
And from health experts that are saying these things.
It's paranoia.
Yeah. From health. And I hope that's the true story and not the other one. That's the better story if that's the case.
Well,
now, our friend that's been on the podcast, Justin Kirkhoff, who's a filmmaker here in Austin.
Yep.
And I don't think you know Justin, do you? It's a shame, because he works on a lot of stuff and you work on a lot of stuff, and that you all have not really crossed paths.
Yeah.
That's a shame. But now Justin works a lot during South by Southwest.
Yeah.
He's a pretty busy,
he's big,
pound the pavement guy.
Yeah.
Well, he says, do you know of him but just don't know him?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Well, here's his little, and he lost
what
all his jobs.
Yeah, because of it?
And he works, he does stuff with HBO.
Oh, man.
Every year.
Yeah, they bailed.
And that, yeah, he lost. So he lost. He did one post where he talked about, and I hope Justin doesn't mind me reporting this or redoing this, but it's all stuff he posted on social media.
Yeah.
I'm gonna read you his last post, an update. He had lost all but one job.
Yeah.
Because everybody canceled.
Yeah.
He had people he had staffed to go work on his cruise.
Okay.
He had stuff he was having built. For some of the work he was going to be doing out in Dallas.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, after all the doubt and frustration I've had this week, I had a pleasant conversation with my client that pulled out of South by Southwest entirely. And they agreed to take care of us 100%. Okay. That's some good news. Here's the original post. Friends, I'm defeated and tired. After working incredibly hard these past months, putting together the pieces on four large productions, it finally hit me hard by a major client of mine pulling out of South by Southwest entirely. I think he's talking about HBO.
Yeah.
I've lost a lot of sleep the last few weeks contacting other talented individuals to be on my productions. Reached out to my favorite rental house in Dallas to source and build expensive packages for these productions.
All right.
Only for me to cancel every bit, only for me to have had these events canceled every bit of it within 72 hours.
Yeah, it's terrible. Okay.
Three out of four of my productions have been canceled. The amount of revenue my business would have earned just plummeted to an asinine level.
Yeah.
I love that word, asinine.
Asinine.
It's not used enough.
Yeah. It's insane.
Not to forget the crew members that have all taken a giant hit from this as well.
Yeah, they got their bail.
Yeah, and that's hard on them.
Oh, yeah.
Austin is going to be damaged because of this health scare.
Yeah.
South by Southwest brings in at least $300 million a year to the local economy.
Right.
Now, I know there's some debate on those numbers.
Yeah.
But, and then how much of that actually gets the right people?
Well, it might be. Well, they say it's a lot. $200 million, I'd say it's easy.
I buy it.
I usually
it's a trickle down. It's a trickle down economics.
I get two gigs, usually on that, and I'm a real low budget filmer that I'll go over and do a conference like last or 2 years ago.
And this year,
I got nothing.
Nothing this year.
But I usually get a couple of gigs, and these are people from New York or LA that'll see me on the web, and they'll just need a stringer video guy to shoot their conference. And this is real petty little stuff, but to say the least, I was hoping to get some more gigs this year too, and I didn't get it. You know, I don't think I'm getting called.
Well, I think it's because of this stuff.
Yeah,
and because these people are canceling.
But you can't really. I mean, you know. Anybody that freelances in Austin as a filmmaker, I'll tell them that, you know, you can't count on anything. Your world is upside down because of a lot of extenuating things.
It's a fragile and frail business to begin with.
If you own a company like Rock and Roll and you have a lot of companies in town that adhere to what they're going to provide services for, you can usually count on South by getting you some gigs for that. If you're a bigger company that has to deliver a lot of
but they're
going to
take a hit.
They
take a hit too, though.
They're going to be taking huge hits.
When you have a Twitter, Facebook,
TikTok, Warner's,
all the big social
and
media,
HBO have bailed.
All the big social media companies, Warner Brothers, HBO.
And they pick up locals to do that. And then that we lose money, we lose time, and it's a terrible hit.
Yeah. But, well, and then there was also the petition. I believe it was 50,000 people have signed a petition for them to cancel South by Southwest altogether.
Right. But what they're saying indirectly is that it's better safe than sorry. But I will say from my standpoint, because I was in the Navy and I know how this works, governments always work on a very practical scale. They want to be very prudent and they want to ensure the safety of the general. And people have to understand that. And so you got to get down and dirty and rethink your idealistic world. You have to go out and pound the pavement, try to find other gigs. That's what I do.
Even if they're out of entertainment.
Yeah. Even out, you may have to go drive a bus for a week. I mean, you know.
You might.
Uber. I mean, you have to go back and think about other things. I mean,
I hate to say this, but you can't do this, I got to count on South by every year. That's foolish.
Well, yeah, you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket.
That's right.
Now, you never want to put all your eggs in one basket because
well,
what if there's a lot of trailer companies
out here doing trailer food and all that. You know, they're going to lose big time too.
Well, and one thing here,
restaurants and stuff.
You want to have other hats that you can wear if you're in this market.
Oh yeah,
in Austin, because it is very frail. What if there was a year at South by 1 year? Mm-hmm. Maybe we get through the coronavirus fine. Yeah. Next year. What if it's really bad thunderstorms and everything gets flooded in?
Yeah.
Flooded. And you know how fast this town can get flooded.
Oh, my God.
And that cancels everything.
That cancels a lot of stuff.
So what happens one of these years, there's a big flood that comes in?
Well, it's hard to say.
You have to plan different. Yeah, you can't put all your eggs in one basket.
And
not to say that's what Justin's doing. Justin works all throughout the year.
Yeah.
But a big source of his income is from these events like South by. So this does slow his business down considerably.
I feel sorry for him because it's not only already a tough business to be in, you know. Very fragile.
He went on and said Austin's going to be damaged because of the health scare. South by Southwest brings in at least $300 million a year to the local economy, individuals and businesses, large businesses. Mm-hmm. We all are going to feel the effects of this coming weeks, months.
It's terrible.
So there was a push for this event to be canceled.
Or moved on.
Or postponed, which
can we do that in the summer when the kids are out?
I'm going to tell you this. I agree there's a chance this I don't know. I'm not an expert on it. I've read information from both sides. There's solid arguments coming from both sides of it not being publicized enough. And it's more severe than we think, or that it's actually being overhyped.
Yeah, I think it's overhyped.
And I hope so. I hope that's the case rather than the other.
Yeah, otherwise I'd be phoning it in.
Yeah, you wouldn't be coming in here. Well, Kirk is a little worried. He did show up with gloves.
Whole hazmat suit.
He's got his whole hazmat suit. Yeah. We'll take some photos of that. He's doing the podcast across the room from me. He would not shake hands with me.
No shaking hands. No air bump.
He was mad that I didn't have Lysol on hand.
Yeah, where's the Lysol?
And you're right. I probably need stuff. To. I need to
where's
go.
Where's the handy wipes?
You
gotta need to salt water wash down. It was in the Navy. We did salt water wash down.
Yeah, you told me that. You were telling me about that.
It's huge.
I'm gonna do one of them just myself today. I'm gonna every time I leave the house and come back.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do a full salt water wash.
Salt water wash down. We did this in the Navy.
Salt water wash to myself. Mm-hmm. So we want to
paranoia, son.
We want to move this along because we're gonna try to make this episode a little shorter.
Okay.
Because we want to get it out because it's a timely subject.
What's next?
But here's the thing. I want to make this point. I actually am one of the people. I agree that it could be getting overhyped, but at the same time, I still think, even with that in mind, you probably should have postponed South by Southwest.
Maybe.
And here's why.
By a week.
I'll give you two reasons why.
Okay.
One is in cases of like these people that are canceling.
Yeah.
Now they're the big companies like Twitter, Facebook.
Well,
there's
a higher liability.
They have exactly. They have the liability factor.
Right.
They're thinking about their employees that travel to these events.
Uh-huh.
They don't want them to be put at risk.
That's right.
Just in case. And they also want the perception that they care, which in many cases, some of them do
That's
care.
Right. They're going to get a lot of blowback from that.
They don't want the bad press.
That's right.
That they were cold and heartless.
They're huge.
And they just pushed ahead.
Right.
They also know that the media impact on the event, there's going to be less people showing up.
Uh-huh.
And so they don't want that downer.
Right.
That you would call the Debbie Downer.
The Debbie Downer.
So, yeah. So here's the thing. I think because of the... So just say the small percentage chance this is there is a little bit more of a risk than we maybe hoped there would be.
Mm-hmm.
And you have one person out of the whole South by event that gets it.
Yep.
Okay. Or two people that get...
What if they come from Houston? They already have a couple of people. What if they came from Houston
and
they didn't even know that they had it?
That
liability cannot be counted on.
It's not worth it.
The big corporations are thinking of that scenario.
Now, I know what South By is thinking. They're worried. They don't want to lose the money. They have the infrastructure and everything.
But even the mayor said, we're not thinking about the money. We want to think about the safety.
Well, I know what, and I saw their explanation for it. They said that they're safer with South By next week than they are without it, because South By is going to bring in a lot of infrastructure for the city in terms of hand sanitizing. Mm-hmm.
I already saw that at Cowboy Coffee this morning.
There's a lot of that. Yeah. Hand sanitizing stations.
Oh, huge. It was huge.
Wipes everywhere.
Yeah.
Giveaways of swag bags that are going to have Lysol cans in them, maybe.
Right.
But all that stuff is there.
Mini.
Yeah, but all this stuff is there. I think, you know, so they think that they figure, but is it going to be counterbalanced by the two people from Houston, and I'm sorry to pick on Houston, that come in with the coronavirus and maybe give it to one person?
Yeah.
So if there's one person that gets it.
That paranoia would spread big.
And you know the news will swarm to that.
And I can guarantee you, if I get my hazmat suit on and I wear my Rondo mask down there at South By at the corner of the Hilton and the convention hall, I guarantee you I would be the center of attention for a half a second on the TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not even doing TikTok.
We should do it.
We should do it.
But here's the thing. The one person that could, if say one person gets sick and they say, oh, I got sick. I'm an Austin citizen. Yeah. I wasn't even in South By this year.
And I was sick
at the park.
Yeah.
And because there was these people from Houston that were here for South By,
what would happen?
Me and my daughter got the coronavirus.
Or the dog.
And now it's in Austin.
There's a dog that has it.
Yeah. I've heard pets can contract it too and carry it. So that's the thing is if that one, there's one publicized story that comes out that, oh, we could have avoided this young girl getting coronavirus if we had postponed.
Right. We take risks every day. I take a risk every day, even driving
but
over
here's
here.
The thing. It's going to be a huge black eye for South By and the city of Austin. And the mayor doesn't need any more bad press.
Right. He's a walking press junket. He's a mess.
The whole homeless thing was such a mess for him.
Have you seen the latest homeless camps? They're all sealed up and ready to go, man.
Yeah.
And they're the front line. They even said that on TV the other day on L.A. That, you know, the Skid Row down there in L.A., they are on the front line of this disease because their immunity levels are way lower. And they're older Americans. We need to get those people into safer living conditions. You can't count on it.
You could argue that the coronavirus is the homeless situation is putting the city of Austin at a bigger risk than the actual South By Southwest.
That's right.
You could definitely put that argument out there, and maybe right.
Yeah.
So that we were already in a vulnerable
state. The homeless don't have any Lysols to clean. They don't have any cleaning stations.
They don't have the cleaning stations, and they don't have.
What if you're giving them a buck out your car down there? You could be getting it from them. It could be mass hysteria.
Well, and there could be a way that they need to do some. I think if you're going to go ahead and not postpone the event, the city and South By need to work together on some preemptive strikes.
Yeah.
So in case something does happen that gives them some bad press during the event with someone that was a bystander, innocent bystander, getting the corona. Now, if it's an actual event goer that gets corona, it's not going to be as much of a big deal. It will be a big deal. But if it's someone that's just an innocent bystander that had nothing to do with South By, that just lives here.
They got it.
And they got it from somebody that traveled here.
Yeah.
That's the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
The preemptive strike is that they can take and leave some stuff behind after the event that could be left in the city's infrastructure, like the hand sanitizing stations.
Yeah.
Also, within the event, there needs to be roundtable discussions, think groups, parts of panels that are there as a way to install kind of a conversation for a solution. And I'm sure
They're going to have a panel on that. I mean, you know,
they need to have a panel.
You've got to get people together, but at the same time,
that's the advantage of it.
What if I don't want to go to a place where possibly they have, that's the paranoia.
Okay, here's the second reason why they should have postponed.
Yeah.
They're already reduced down to what they would have been in terms of the economics and what the money that's going to be coming in.
Yeah.
They're already lost money on this.
Sure.
Okay? The cancellations.
Right.
That we are already well stated that are going to happen. Uh-huh. It's probably reduced down to about half of what it would have been.
Oh, my God.
Now, Fader Fort is an event within South by Southwest.
Is that going to come?
Normally 4 days
event.
It's only going to be 1 day this year.
Oh, my God.
1 day event. Yeah, and that's usually one of the biggest events within South by every year.
They're losing a lot of big bucks. Yeah. I've seen those.
So Fader Fort's been reduced. Uh-huh. We talked about the Warner Brothers has pulled out. Twitter has pulled out. Facebook's pulled out.
I'm a pull-up king. I don't get anyone pregnant.
So if it's already been reduced, why not go the James Bond route.
Yeah. And post, push it back.
You have a whole summer. Now, granted, it is hot as hell in Austin in the summertime, okay?
But you could do it in June, still be cool.
You have a lot of free in real estate in Austin summer because people don't schedule events here in the summer like they do in the spring.
Right. June is probably a good month to do it.
It's heavy loaded in the spring. Okay, right. So I granted, and once you move off that March week,
but you can't even come in September 10th. By September 10th,
no,
you can't do anything because that's the beginning of Christmas and October.
No,
and all that.
Yeah,
you can't be that.
You
far.
Can't do fall. You can't. That's too late. That's too late. But if you move to summer, June or July,
but everybody would be hot and sweaty and mosquitoes.
But they are.
And fire
but,
ants.
But you would rather have that. You would rather have that
than nothing.
Than nothing, or the bad press that could come, and also the fact that everything's going to be reduced down to 50%.
Right.
If you move to June or July,
right,
and things have kind of smoothed over a little bit.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Right.
You get back the Twitter. You get back the Facebook. You get back the
well, like I said,
the
earlier,
Warner Brothers.
The biggest thing.
You get all these people back.
Right. Well, you might be able to.
And
do
you might
that.
Lose. You might lose some bookings.
Yeah.
Like they got Kim Kardashian that's supposed to be a part of this year's South by. I don't know
she
if that's
can
still
move around.
She. Maybe you can move around, but then if you can't, you've got time to adjust and swap out and swap
all
out
the
some
hype. All the hype machine has to have a month to do that. Like I said earlier, you have all the hype that has to come with pumping it up in the media,
in the newspapers, in the
magazines, on the websites, on the TVs, the YouTubes, the late night talk shows, and all that hype that comes with getting people to come a month later.
I would have moved to July.
Yeah, and there's plenty.
They have the TV festival every year in Austin.
Yeah,
July.
The Aztecs.
Yeah, they have that.
Okay.
You would have had to do more stuff indoors. Mm-hmm. Do more stuff indoors.
Yeah.
Have more tents with air conditions. The tent industry, the tent rental industry in Austin would have surged this summer.
Sure.
Okay. Some things would have actually benefited from it.
Right.
But you risk, know for sure if you do it now, you're reduced 50%.
Now, I worked on a movie, a TV show in the summer a couple of years ago. It was called Leftovers, and they could fit 500 people in these huge tents, and they were air conditioned.
They're great.
Yeah, and they have
it's like
they
being,
have
it's,
hallways and
it's
they
more
have
comfortable
all that.
Than
and it's inside the convention hall. You can have a lot of stuff, but we're talking about the outdoor musician. They don't want to sweat.
The tent rental industry would have surged this summer.
It would be huge.
And here's the thing, you might move it to July and find that there's some advantages that we didn't realize.
But,
We're part of having it in July that we've now discovered.
But,
so it gives you a chance to experiment with something and test something new.
Huge 800-pound gorilla.
What's
once
that?
Again.
The heat?
Not the heat, but that month of July is a massive amount of building the blocks for ACL. Okay? They are getting ready for ACL in the two weekends of October.
More August. They're starting to get ready more in August.
Okay. Well, anyway.
They could adjust. They could adjust a little bit.
You can't have those two too close together.
Well, I mean, there is a cutoff.
If you have somebody come and play in July, and they're from Ireland or something like that, and then they say, oh, I was just here at South by Southwest in July, and then I got to turn right back around and come back to ACL. So you got these two things that have to be polar. They have to be apart from each other as far as the months are concerned. We're talking about getting on an airplane. We're talking about setting up, and I'm going on a tour schedule. I have all this other stuff, and I can't reschedule. That's that's the biggest thing about the music part.
I got a couple of things here I want to run. Let's show you. This is about the 22 AMC theaters that have closed due to the fears of the coronavirus.
Riley Doyle, who writes, with the coronavirus panic continuing to grow, it looks like AMC just closed their first theaters in response to it in Italy. According to a story in Deadline, AMC has closed 22 of their theaters there. Do you think this is a good move on their part, or are they overreacting? All right. Thanks a lot for sending that in, man. And of course, listen, we here we're a movie show. I don't like talking about world events or politics or anything like that. We are a movie show. But sometimes, every once in a while, major world events creep into the movie world and affects how movies are being done or handled or what have you. And this is one of those situations.
Right.
And yes, you're absolutely right, Riley. AMC Theaters, of who I used to work for, they have just shut down for 1 week 22 of their theaters in Italy.
Color me surprised.
Up until this moment, I didn't even know AMC had theaters in Italy. So, hey, you learn something new every day. This comes to us from Deadline, though. AMC Theaters has no theaters in China, South Korea, or Iran, and the economic impact has been minimal from the coronavirus. How big of an economical impact? Not much. Between $500,000 and $1 million for 1 week's closure, which the executive says that these are quotes coming from the CEO of AMC, by the way. Won't be noticed when we wrap up AMC for the year in the U.S. and Northern Europe. We felt little or no pain, said Aaron, who mentioned that the chain is taking advice from government and medical experts in guaranteeing the safety of the chain's millions of guests across 15 countries in 1,000 theaters. So
I think it should
Important things to know about this particular story is that this wasn't just AMC on their own making a unilateral decision just to close their things. They have been in consultation with the government in Italy. They actually heard what the government in Italy was asking companies to do and what they would like them to do. And as they mentioned earlier in this article, AMC said, look, this is our being overly cautious response and wanting to be responsible and working with local governments and honoring their requests and all this kind of stuff.
That's from the, I should mention, that's also from the John Campia show, who used to be the head of Collider. Okay. And he's got a YouTube channel now, of course.
Yeah.
Does a really good job always on his content.
Well, is that overly panicky? Or
is there paranoia right there?
Are we pumping up the paranoia of that by talking about that?
Yeah, are we helping the paranoia?
Well, this is our opinion, though, and we, you know.
And is this a trickle-down? We don't know yet. We'll have to wait and see.
It's better to take that loss than, do the other. And the other is, we're going to plow ahead and be arrogant. And if you're an arrogant country, a company or something like that, and go ahead with it, and people will remember that.
One more thing on the South By. There were other events in the country, similar type of events, and some of those did decide to postpone and cancel.
Oh, okay.
So South By made their own unique decision not to. And I'm telling you, I think that there's a risk here that they come out looking really bad if someone gets sick. So they're taking a big risk.
And boy, I tell you, I don't know. It's a choice.
Now, unless
you don't know,
unless they keep it under wraps.
Really?
I'm not saying they would do that, but I'm saying that sometime the press will pounce on something like
that. You know,
the
governor announced that they do have testing here in Austin now, so they can test people. There is that possibility.
Yeah. We better get into agree or disagree.
Oh, here we go.
Mr. Kirk Obadick on this 121st episode of the Thunderpop Podcast. We've got agree or disagree.
Yeah.
Kirk Obadick, number one.
Yeah.
New test photos for Captain Marvel have come out.
Oh, yeah?
And
oh, gosh. They just do that to hype their machine.
These photos were released on the web. And there's some pictures I'm going to show you here. The new Captain Marvel 2. So she's got longer hair in these photos, as you can see.
Yeah.
And they made her suit a little bit shinier.
Yeah.
Okay, a little shinier than the previous Captain Marvel suit.
Yeah, they can do that.
So you know one of the controversies was in the Avengers.
It just gets you to go.
She shows up in the Avengers and she's got a shorter, kind of more of a bob haircut.
Oh.
And a lot of people thought, some of the people from the kind of the right.
Yeah.
Complained and said that they thought they were trying to butch up her look.
Oh.
To make her a little bit more masculine in the Avengers. We're talking about Avengers Endgame where she shows up, she's got a little shorter haircut at the end of the movie.
Is she older in the movie?
And she's actually it could be I'm talking about her from the actual Captain Marvel movie, but in either Captain Marvel or Endgame, I know she shows up. She's got a shorter haircut.
Yeah.
And it's like they're trying to make her a less feminine female.
Yeah.
And a lot of people thought, she's going to be gay, or they don't want her to make her too sexy for men. Mm. They wanted her to be kind of less feminine and less sexy. Okay.
Oh, that's the controversy.
Do you agree, though, with these photos I'm showing you now where she suddenly has the longer hair?
I like her in the longer hair.
I got it with new Pantene Pro-V treatment conditioner.
Do you think that they're trying to go and respond to this criticism by making her more female again and making her, like, you know, more, you know, less tomboyish?
Yeah.
Do you agree or disagree with that?
I agree that that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
They can manipulate the media to do that in order to get more tickets sold.
That's But the people that are more on the left that would be kind of against them doing something like that, do you think they're going to be?
Sure. It's always the corporate. They do numbers. They do they check their, you know, polling of all these movies and camera tests and their movie tests, and they probably have two or three versions of her with wig or without hair.
That's a good point, because that's what this is. This is a test.
Yeah, it's a test, and they, you know, and also the leaking of this stuff on it's very
to get a response.
Sure, and they can find out by just reading the web on their responses, and this is what they do in marketing their motion pictures, and they are always going for the higher a number of people that are going to view this. So it's regardless of whether left or right.
Okay, number two. But you like the new look.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Number two.
Disagree.
Okay, so there's a new movie that's going to be coming out.
When is there not a movie coming out?
So they're doing a Bermuda Triangle movie.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
Now, the Bermuda Triangle movie is going to be starring Chris Evans, Captain America himself.
Okay.
Is going to be in this new forthcoming.
Is he going to be Captain?
No, he won't be playing Captain in it. But let's see.
He has that baggage. He's going to the islands.
Yeah, he's trying to branch out now. Uh-huh. He's trying to do more the getting away from the non. Yeah. Getting out of the Captain America role. He just did.
He wants to do Fantasy Island.
He just did the Knives Out movie, which, by the way, he
Knives Out is excellent.
He begged to get that role.
Yeah, sure.
And you know he was wanting something that separates him from Captain America that he could have on his...
He did very good.
Yeah. So now they're going to make Chris Evans. But here's the thing. There is another Marvel tie-in to this film other than Chris Evans.
Yeah.
The Doctor Strange director is going to be directing this film.
Doctor Strange, okay.
So it's a Marvel's All-Stars teaming up for this film. Yeah. But yeah, he will be...
And when is that?
I don't know the date yet. It hasn't been shot yet.
Oh, it hasn't been shot.
Yeah, they just casted him, and they just got the director in.
Yeah.
There is that baggage, though. You were mentioning baggage.
Yeah, it's baggage.
He still has some of the Captain America baggage.
Oh, of course.
Does he not?
Even in Knives Out, you have this thinking, okay, here's the captain.
Here's Captain.
But you can get lost in the character if they cut it right and they bring in the character. It's a wonderful film, Knives Out.
Well, yeah, and there's another star in that film that had baggage for many years,
sure.
Don Johnson.
Yeah.
He brought in that Miami Vice baggage.
Right, but he does wonderfully, and he hides within the framework of all the characters in that. It's like a 10 Little Indians on the movie.
Well, in his case, too, he's had enough years now between him and Crockett and Tubbs to where he can separate himself more from that role.
But he's still Don Johnson, so. Hey.
Well, to us, though, but for people that maybe were younger,
they don't know him as Miami Vice.
That's so he has that generational thing.
That's correct.
You know, that happened, I think, for many years, too, to Henry Winkler.
Right.
Henry Winkler had that Fonzie baggage.
Yeah.
And now he's
still
in.
Still does.
Well, he's in that new Barry show.
He won seen that.
He won his first Emmy
in
his illustrious career for his role in Barry.
And he'd already jumped the shark three or four times before that.
Hey, he invented the jump the shark.
I know it.
He's ready to make the jump.
Anyway, he's great in Barry.
Yeah.
He's great in that show. And
I'd
the
like
show
to see that.
The show itself is great.
Okay.
But anyway, they're making a Bermuda Triangle movie with Chris Evans, so here's the question. Years ago, there was a proposal of an idea that was being kind of bounced around that they wanted to make an Indiana Jones movie where it's set in a Bermuda Triangle
kind of
adventure.
I'd like to see that.
Do you agree or disagree that that would have been the best premise for the next Indiana Jones movie was to finally have done the Bermuda Triangle? Do you agree or disagree?
Well,
they should have done it.
They should from a standpoint of money, which Hollywood does, is yes, I would say yes, I would agree with that. But from the standpoint of the character, it's not an archaeological event. So
it's a distraction. It's a third-party distraction.
You have to go for the prop or the MacGuffin or whatever you're going after.
Whatever he's going after.
In an archaeological sense.
Mm-hmm.
And that you don't have that with Bermuda. Bermuda is the making up of, you know, third kind and all that stuff.
That becomes the plot in itself.
And it's not a study of the sciences. It's parapsychology. It's a pseudoscience. So Bermuda Triangle and all the stuff that goes along with magic and everything like that. That's a pseudoscience, and it's not really what Indiana Jones as a character is about. So they thought that over before
You could make it work.
But you look at the MacGuffins and all the other ones. You got the Holy Grail. Uh-huh. You have the
Well, there's always
he's after the ark. He's after the things that are physically real and righteously real in his character.
Well, there's always a mulligan though to kind of distract the course.
You could use that as a if you wrote it right
as a piece to distract, but not take over.
As far as character is concerned, I would disagree. But with money concern, I would say it. Yeah.
But working in water, though, it used to be really tough for Hollywood. Mm. Nowadays, because of all the digital now, they can do it easy. Yeah. But it used to be, at one time, that would have been a really hard undertaking.
Uh-huh.
Even for
the actors and stuff.
Yeah, you saw how over budget they went with Waterworld
and
Kevin Costner when he was doing it all with practical effects. Mm-hmm. And because at the time, that was the only way they could do it.
Cameron is an expert with water.
Yeah, well, he is.
And he's a very dangerous person.
He's established that, James Cameron.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number three. So you agree they could have done it. It should have been. It would have been a good idea.
It's out of character.
But it's out of. You don't think it fits.
Yeah. No, not with Indiana Jones.
So you disagree with it.
Yeah, I disagree.
Okay, I want to establish that.
Yeah.
Number three.
It's Bermuda Triangle, man.
Number three.
Been to the Bermuda Triangle?
No. Is the Bermuda Triangle real?
It is.
It's a real thing.
Uh-huh.
Planes have showed up.
And you can get lost.
Real things have come up missing there.
Oh yeah.
Was that Amelia Earhart?
No, she was over there.
She crashed.
Yeah, she crashed in Tahiti, way over there.
It wasn't on the Bermuda Triangle.
No.
But planes have disappeared over the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, watch Close Encounters of the Third.
Oh, it's an air vortex, isn't it?
Yes.
It's like a little spot.
Airplanes get lost.
It's a little spot
uh-huh.
where it's extra because of the elements of that uh-huh. one area.
That's right.
It's very windy.
Because of tornadoes and and it's very
it's a perfect storm of things that meet in the middle
of everything. Yeah,
it's a very dangerous. Do commercial airlines, they avoid it, don't they?
Yeah,
they go around it.
Yeah,
they know how to navigate around
because
it
because of superstition. It's just like
it's enough of that. That's enough just to avoid it.
And also in Hollywood, you won't find any hotel in downtown Hollywood that has a floor 13.
That's superstition.
Yeah.
Are there 13 floors? There are 13 floors in other places,
There's
though.
13 floor air elevator.
Yeah.
But that's the group. It's not.
But in other hotels, not like if you go to a hotel
in L.A.,
in Nebraska.
But not in Hollywood.
If you go to a hotel in Lincoln, Nebraska, they're going to have a 13th floor, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But not in Hollywood.
Not in Hollywood.
There's
too much superstition there.
It's just like Bermuda.
Yeah. Yeah, it's another thing with Bermuda.
That's why it's going to be a little sketchy for them to produce that in actual Bermuda.
Well, they won't. They'll use all special effects, visual effects. They're not going to go on location.
Well, we'll see.
I doubt it. It's not going to be.
The movie will be lost.
They don't want to make Twilight Zone from the 80s.
No.
The movie, The Twilight Zone from the 80s, which turned out to be a big thing.
It was a disaster.
It was a big disaster. Number three, Lori Loughlin from Full House.
Oh, yeah.
That's in trouble right now.
She's in big trouble for her
and her husband both.
She's going to jail.
The fashion mogul and her
husband. She's going to jail.
They're in trouble for their college cheating scandal.
They don't know how to row.
They didn't plead. They want to go ahead. They plead innocent. They wouldn't plea bargain.
Right.
Where like the other actress, Felicity Huffman, she did a plea bargain.
And she got off scot-free.
She got a small, lesser 2 weeks.
She should have done that.
2 weeks in the slammer. Mm-hmm. Now Lori Loughlin, who's trying to fight it. Well, a lot of people say she's got quite a hubris to think she has a chance of beating this when Felicity Huffman just kind of
failed.
Felicity Huffman, she cashed her chips in early. She decided,
she was also first.
I'll get a lesser charge if I work with him.
And she got a better lawyer.
And she got a couple of weeks and she was out. And now she's already back out cheating on colleges again.
Yeah. She's going to Berkeley.
No, but here's the thing.
The more liberal college, you would have gotten in.
Here's the thing. I'm going to say I've this is my proposal. I'm going to see if you agree or disagree with it. I think that she's going to go to jail. Yeah. I think that they made a mistake, and they're going to get a lengthier sentence than what they would have gotten.
2 years.
Probably. Yeah. But I think here's what I do. I say give her and her husband a year in jail. Okay? Give them each a year. Don't put them in at the same time. Uh-huh. Do like they did with the Housewives of New Jersey, where her and her husband, the lady from Housewives.
It's careful they have to make a TV show out of it.
Do a year for her. Do a year for him, but do it back-to-back years where they're not both in at the same time. Right. So one of them is out and is available for the kids.
And the press.
That's the same thing they did with the Jersey Shore. God. Not the Jersey Shore, but the Housewives of New Jersey.
Really?
Her and her husband got in trouble for some tax stuff.
Oh, my God.
Well, they put her in for a year, and then they put him in for a year. Yep. But they did it in back-to-back, so they wouldn't both be in at the same time. Yep. And that way, they're still there for the kids.
Okay.
So this is what you do. You do that. You give them each a year. Yep. Put the fashion mogul in. Uh-huh. He can go to jail, and he can design new prison jumpsuits.
She can wear them and then get their kids into fashion.
So put him in first. He goes in. He designs a really great prison jumpsuits.
Right. Makes millions
on his new prison jumpsuits.
Yeah.
He gets out, starts to sell them on the market with his emblem. He makes $1 billion.
Billion.
$1 trillion.
Yeah.
Okay. She goes in then next and she starts teaching drama classes in prison, and she can film
a TV series. No, she's going to stream a TV series while she's in jail, Survivor.
She could teach TV production to prisoners.
She's a survivor.
So when they get out of jail, they have a new life skill.
Okay.
They can produce YouTube
shows.
But
what about putting their kids to work in the fashion factory while they're... That's where they need
they,
to be.
They could go. They could put them to work while they're in prison and make them do their...
They need to be working.
But here's the thing. My proposal is give them each a year, let them go in and do their whatever they do while they're... Like Martha Stewart, when Martha Stewart went to jail, I think she taught like cooking classes and sewing while she was in prison.
Sure.
So fine, let him go in, make some new high fashion jumpsuits, let her go in, teach some TV sitcom classes or whatever she does.
I think it should be a stream TV show.
They can learn all about how to do laugh track on all their dialogue. But here's the thing. So then they get out, and here's my proposal. Instead of giving them 2 years, 5 years, which is they could likely still get.
That series is way too long.
Give them a year. I know. Give them each a year. Yeah. Then when they get out, instead of sentencing them to 2 years, sentence them to a year, but then have them give a ton of money to two things. One, I want them to set up a new agency to police college cheating scandals, like their own, to try to monitor and keep it from happening again on the level that it was happening.
The government will do that.
So have them install some money in a program to help prevent this from happening again.
Right.
Also, have them donate a certain amount of their fortune to another cause that will help fund underprivileged kids, college fund.
Yeah, they need college fund.
They need to put some money into underprivileged college fund.
I agree.
Because here's the thing. I think they're I know you want to make an example. So, give them a year in prison.
Yeah.
It will suck for them. They don't want to be in prison for a year.
But they got a TV show going.
Okay. But when they get out of prison, they are worth more by working, by them having their shows.
And they will be back to work again.
Well, they'll figure a way to parlay.
The managers and the agents, man, they're loving every inch of footage they're getting.
Well, here's the thing. In the meantime, it's been kind of hurtful. She lost her show.
Yeah.
She lost her Lifetime deal.
But she will get another show.
Or Hallmark.
She will have another show. Bigger show.
But if they put her in for five years.
Look at Martha Stewart. That's a good example of what happened. Man, books and all that.
She rebooted her career.
She rebooted.
And she reinvented herself.
Yeah.
I would argue that it helped Martha Stewart.
Yeah, it does.
Because it gave her kind of a new street cred that she didn't have.
Are you kidding me?
She didn't have previous.
It's massive. They're going to be getting billions of dollars.
Well, she's doing a show. She's doing a show with Snoop Dogg.
Uh-huh, that's right.
That she would have never done before.
She would have never done.
She had an image of being a priss.
Uh-huh.
And now she has a little bit of an image of being kind of cool. Uh-huh. I hate to say it,
and
but she does.
And it's huge, and it's big bucks because Snoopy.
And I'm not.
Snoopy Dogg got so much play on that. And that's what's going to happen for her career as well. And
she's going to have a new street edge.
I think the government or the lawyers or whatever need to tag that money. Whatever you get off of the play after your year,
right?
you need to tag that for giving back to the community.
Well, and I think they're going to give them more than a year, but I think they should only
whatever they get, they need to tag the TV show or whatever you're going to do on your comeback trail, because that is huger than what you're doing now.
I think they're going to get more than a year, and I think they need to only get the year because they're worth more out of prison than they are in prison.
And the judge knows this.
Their money can be used to help others if they're out of prison.
And they know that.
And they should force that. They should say, you're going to be fined, and an X amount of this money is going
to
go.
I think that's what Bernie's talking about, too. He wants to do that. general sense. Oh, yeah.
Right, in a general sense.
Well, billionaires all in need.
And I don't even know if you can do that, because when you find someone, it goes to the government.
Yeah,
and
they'll find a way of hiding it. Right?
They'll hide it. They'll find a way to launder it into something else. But I think it would be beneficial if they were...
American way.
Or if they were forced to volunteer for a college fund organization, but also puts some money. And somehow they could do that. Do you agree or disagree with my thought, though?
Yeah, I agree that it should be done. Yeah. But I'm just saying it's very difficult because there's so many lawyers that would say that this is not the freedom and this is not the thing. And, very complicated.
And I agree with you. They're going to get – if they go in for 5 years, it's trouble. Yeah. But if they go in for a year, 2 years, they can still come out
and they can benefit from that. God.
They'll do a reality show with them and the daughters.
Uh-huh. While they're in prison. Too.
And nobody would have given a fuck about a Lori Loughlin reality TV
or
show.
Or their kids.
Before this,
can you imagine your kid?
But
your kid is marked for life. You'll never get anywhere.
Well, now that all their dirty laundry is out there, they're
huge.
More interesting to people.
Got to go to the Spin
so
City.
A reality show. A reality show is going to happen now.
Yes, it will.
They can do a reality show about their life after.
They may not want to, but they may have to.
No,
that's the only thing.
Their
careers are going down. Their careers are going down
For the moment.
Yeah. They were going down.
Lori Loughlin after
the web series.
After prison. Oh, Lori Loughlin's story or something like
that. Yeah, it's going to be like
Loughlin after prison.
Oh my God. I don't want to see it.
Post prison Loughlin. I don't know. They could call it
Lifetime.
No, here's it. Because of Full House.
Yeah.
You could call it The Big House.
Oh, The Big House. From
Full House to Big House. That's it.
I love it.
That's the name of the show.
That's the show. Yeah, okay.
Okay, we've brainstormed and we've pitched yet another idea.
Yeah, and they're stealing
that they're going to steal it from us.
And it's going to be on TV and it's all over.
But
and
we have
starring these
But
people.
We have proof that we thought of it right here.
Well, yes.
In audio recording.
That's if you get it out there. And it's all over the hype machine.
Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah.
We're going to shift gears and we're going to get into thoughts and advice to close out the show.
Thoughts. I have no thoughtless.
No thoughtless?
No thoughtless.
All right, Kirk, are you ready for some thoughts and advice? And I'm literally standing next to Kirk and whispering this into his ear as we speak. Now I'm blowing into his ear.
Yar.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm getting all kinds
of diseases. I'm passing my germs on to you, too.
Ow!
I'm serious. Kirk would literally, he wasn't even wanting to.
I got my suit on. I'm getting muffled up.
And normally he'll hold hands with me while we do this show. And he wouldn't hold hands with me on this show recording. Normally all my guests hold my hand while we're doing the show. And I couldn't get Kirk to do it today because he's worried about the germs. He's got a gas mask. He's got a hazmat suit. Yeah. All right. Getting into some thoughts and advice on this 121st episode right now.
36.9 again. 36.9. Siao liao, is it I got the virus?
Choi! Hello, my fellow Singaporean. Please don't panic. Okay, don't be paranoid. Just do one thing and everything will be all right.
Wash your hands, gotta fight the virus all day, all night. Wash your hands, though, if it's soap and then you'll be alright. Wash your hands, gotta fight the virus all day, all night. Wash your hands, though, if it's soap and then you'll be alright.
And that's
I didn't hear anything.
And that's my thought. I'm just...
Oh, you're just thoughtless.
I thank you all, everybody. Yeah. Really do. We thank you so much.
Our opinions are
not to mean anything.
It's all for comedic effect.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It's an entertainment show.
Kirk-O-Matic.
And we had to hype it up.
We had to hype it up. Kirk-O-Matic.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for joining me on this 121st episode. And I want to ask myself the question, why do I do this to myself?
It's coffee, man.
It's coffee. Three cups.
And dough gods.
This episode.
Yep. Cup of joe.
Kirk, thank you so much. Stay well, my friend. Be careful out there.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to put on those hazmat suits and hit the streets next week for South By. Everyone, have a good day, month, hour, second, millisecond. Good night.
Okay, I lied.
Thunderpop. 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 Oh, Thunderpop.
Breaking news up in this place.
Based on the recommendation of our public health officer and our director of public health, and after consultation with the city manager, I've gone ahead and declared a local disaster in the city, and associated with that, have issued an order that cancels South by Southwest for this year.
And Thunderpop is a Hit the Bricks production.